was Got to Get Through This by Daniel Benningfield. You're listening to Abner and Cole. The time's 1:27, and we've got a packed show coming up for you. We've got new Dead Weathers, new song from them. We've got Eastenders and Sentence Enders. We've got a toilet story from Cole, and we've got Backward Themes. But I'm going to pass over to Cole now for his little story about some carpet rubbing.
Yes, my sister has a new carpet in her bedroom, and I've been doing the usual thing of rubbing my face on it.
Sorry?
Giving it a good rub.
The usual thing?
Do you not do that when you get a new carpet?
No, I've never rubbed my face against the carpet.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was the usual thing. It's lovely and soft, actually. You'll have to come around and give it a rub.
Really?
Give it a rub.
I'll give it a rub.
Now, shall I tell everyone about the Storm competition?
Ah, the competition. Go on, let's go.
Okay, well, this is an Easter competition. What we've got is the Storm competition optician. He's walking around Colchester right now. How would you describe him?
He's quite tall. I'd say about 6 foot?
6 foot one, yeah.
Grey hair, balding slightly.
He's got sort of grey, blacky sort of hair, yeah.
Balding slightly.
Obvious optician.
Yep.
So all you got to do is look out for him, find him, tackle him to the ground and whisper the words sulfur dioxide, that's sulfur dioxide, in his ear, and you could be in with a chance of winning a signed roast dinner, which I wouldn't mind having that myself, to
be honest. Neither would I. Easter show. Looking forward to Easter, Carl?
Yes, certainly am.
Right, so I'll kick off with Man Boy by Eric Sade. Right, Eric Sade, Man Boy, found out on Spotify. The time is 1:32. Email in about Easter, any ideas you've got for Easter, any changes you'd like to make, I don't know. storm@coachsfc.ac.uk. But right now, it's time for one of our games, Backward Theme Game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, as ever.
It's maybe not as good as previous weeks, but let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. Start with number one.
Okay. Clues, is it from the 70s?
I don't know exactly where it starts, but it's a sport theme.
Sport theme? Oh, God. Snooker?
It's not snooker. It's played in the summer. It's always on every summer.
What, the tennis?
Yep, it's Wimbledon.
Oh, of course, yes. I get that now, yeah. Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay, next theme.
Oh, Thomas Tank Engine.
Speedy.
Written by Ringo Starr,
of course. Last one. It is a kids' TV show.
Captain Caveman?
Nope. Shall I give it to you?
I'm running out of time.
You've got 17 seconds left.
Am I going to kick myself with this one?
I think you could. So I do know you used to watch it.
Come on then. Right.
The answer was...
Oh, for God's sake, I should have got that.
F1
Gym, yes.
You saw that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
It's on Channel 4.
Okay.
Right, so this week we had a letter in after last week's very successful show, so.
Yeah, we did.
From a listener, obviously. So, enjoyed it, Alcohol?
We don't usually read letters out, but we've had this quite moving letter. It's a request for a song. It says, Dear Abner and Carl, 10 years ago my father was speared in the head at work by a steel rod. He wasn't killed, but he was left unable to whistle the show tunes, which he was so fond of. I believe this be no way for a human to live, and so put him out of his misery. After lengthy legal proceedings, I was found to have been not of sound mind. Despite my innocence, I was disowned by my family for my act of supreme mercy, which they viewed as being wrong. Over the next 10 years, I've spiralled into an incurable depression, which has left me with no career or no friends, probably due to my stench. I did once sink as low as attempting suicide, only to find that I'd actually been consuming a startling amount of Tic Tacs rather than paracetamol. A depressing 4-hour minty vomiting session ensued. Although I'm still crushingly depressed, I occasionally find the strength to listen to your show, which is a speck of happiness in the void of my murky soul. Could you please help ease the pain of my depression by playing Mamma Mia?
Well, guess what? We're going to play Mamma Mia for you. Mamma Mia by ABBA, of course. That was for the letter we received asking to play that
anonymously. Very, very sad.
And we've got an update on the Storm optician.
Yes, just to remind you, the Storm competition optician, he's walking around Colchester. He's a typical optician. All you got to do is tap him on the shoulder, tackle him to the floor and whisper the word sulfur dioxide in his ear, and you can win a signed roast dinner. I'd love to get that myself.
Right, okay. Carl, you know what's coming up next?
Yes, I do.
Carl's toilet stories.
Okay, well, this is about... last week we were talking about... what was it? Oh, yeah, the toilet roll incident. Someone managed to use the toilet
and
without using the toilet roll.
Squelched along the hallway.
Yeah, I remember that bit. But a little while ago, I went and used the cubicle and some guy had deliberately, I think, left the door open... he was using the toilet with his, with everything down, pretty much. And I don't know why he was doing that, because he must have deliberately left the door open. It was so ajar that it must have been touching his back.
Yeah.
So, pretty weird guy. I wonder whether he wanted someone to walk in on him.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Where these toilets did you say?
The first floor toilets.
Here?
Yeah.
Right.
Just along the corridor. So, you know, look out for that guy.
It's a bit odd, yeah.
He's a member of staff. I'm not going to say who. But
well, we don't know who. Do you know his name?
No, but I probably could find out.
Right, okay. Well, at the beginning of the show, I promised you a bit of Dead Weather. It's a new one, brand new, and it released, I think, beginning of this week. So, this is Die by the Drop by the Dead Weather. Dead Weather with Die by the Drop, the new one from Jack White and the Dead Weather. And now you're joining me, Carl, on Storm, 1st of April. And now we've got the EastEnders, Sentence Enders game. A firm favourite of the fans, I'm sure. Right, so Carl, you're familiar with the rules, aren't you?
Yes, of
course. Shall I recap them?
I think so.
For new listeners. Right, I'm going to play a little clip, and a word on each clip is honked out. So you have to guess the word, basically. So let's start with number one. This is Billy, who's trying to sell apples on a stall.
Okay.
I'm ready to sell me some apples as well. Hello, ladies, lovely ladies, how are you? Can I interest you in some apples? We've got some Coxies here, they're lovely and red. And we've got some Braeburns, and we've got some golden delicious here, as the name suggests. They're golden, and quite frankly, delicious. Half a dozen, wow.
And quite frankly delicious. So that was their firm and red and
something, yeah. But what I particularly like on that is where he stutters at the beginning. Do you notice that, where he says, would you like some apples?
Yeah. I'm gonna say they're firm and red and apples.
Apples,
yes.
You think the bleep word's apples?
Yeah.
I'm ready to sell me some apples as well. Hello, ladies, lovely ladies, how are you? Can I interest you in some apples? We've got some Coxies here, they're lovely and red and juicy.
And juicy.
That's, well, Billy, I don't know what the second name is. Okay, a second one, let's move on to that.
Why don't you tell me what happened?
They just told you.
What have you told me? Honestly, I mean, what have you told me, Stacey, when you came here? You sat on a bridge You got on. So what? I don't care about that stuff. I don't care about any of that. I want to know what happened with you and Archie.
You and who?
Archie.
All right. So it was. What was the thing again?
You sat on the bridge.
Oh yeah.
You
got a.
Yep.
I'm gonna say you got a donut.
A donut?
Yeah.
So she's gone off on a tangent because Bradley, her husband, died, and she's gone off and got a donut.
You sat on a bridge. You got a donut. Yeah.
Donut. Okay.
You sat on a bridge. You got on a bus. So what? I don't care about that stuff. I don't care about any of that. Okay. I want to know what happened with you and Archie.
Archie. So the last one today is we're back to Billy. He's just gone in to the pub. And he's been pulled out of the pub for some reason. And he's talking to Jack, who's a former policeman.
Okay.
Come on, you know, you ought to be proud of me. Yeah, they was talking about going in with real but I wouldn't.
Oh, well, that don't matter, does it? Because when you put something in someone's face that looks like a real they're going to want you dead, Billy. Think about it.
Think about it.
Is it gun?
Should we see?
Yeah.
Come on, you know, you ought to be proud of me. Yeah, they was talking about going in with real guns, but I wouldn't.
Yes. Oh, well, that don't matter, does it? Because when you put something in someone's face that looks like a real gun, they're going to want you dead, Billy. Think about it.
So that's one at least in the sentence enders, and two on backward themes this week, Carl.
Yeah, I think I've done quite well.
I think you've done very well indeed.
Just a quick reminder, the competition optician is still out there. He's out there till midnight tonight. Got him yet. And the word is sulfur dioxide. So just whisper that in his ear and you could get the signed roast dinner.
Well, at the top of the show, we said about sending emails about Easter. Carl, we've received some.
Yeah, the emails have been flooding in. We're not going to have time to read them all out, I'm afraid. Mary says, I don't buy my kids Easter eggs anymore. They're biologically confusing. Yeah, I think I agree with you there, Mary. Stephen says, for me, Easter will always be the day my first wife left me.
It's quite depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that, Stephen. John has written us a poem. Thank you, John. Easter, Easter everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Thank you, John. Sue Dillard, love the show. Out of interest, how many listeners do you get on average? I don't know. How many?
Ooh, I don't know. It must be at least 10.
10. Yeah, good question, Sue. And Forbes has emailed us. As way of an April Fool's Day joke, could you announce to my wife that I'll be coming home at 7 p.m? I shall actually be arriving home at 7:20. Of course we can, Forbes. Do you want to do that, Abner?
Yep. What was the name again?
Forbes.
Mrs. Forbes. Mr. Forbes will be arriving home at 7 o'clock this evening.
Okay.
That's 7 o'clock. Right, shall we move on? I think that's it from us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it for today.
Right, so happy Easter. Happy April Fool's Day.
And remember, the competition optician is still out there. It's
what's the word?
Sulfur dioxide.
Sulfur dioxide.
Sulfur dioxide.
Okay, so we'll leave you with a bit of a 50 Cent. Get up.